You're listening to Jazz 88. I'm Peter Solomon, and I'm really excited to be talking to someone who has become one of my favorite contemporary guitar players, Diego Figueiredo. He's got a recent release on Arbor's Records called My World. We'll be getting to that. Diego, I wanted to ask you to begin our conversation by talking about the beginnings of your exploits in music. I understand you started playing mandolin when you were 6 years old. Can you tell me about the music that you grew up with in your household?
Yes, totally. First, I'm really happy to be talking with you and Jazz 88. Peter, thank you so much for the invitation. And yes, I started playing guitar. I was at 5 years old when my father, he gave my first guitar. He introduced me to the Brazilian music when I was that age, between 5 and 6. And also I got a mandolin that time besides a guitar. So I started playing these two instruments by that age. And of course, my main influence that time was the Brazilian music. My father played some Brazilian guitar style, like samba, a traditional old samba, and then the bossa nova. After that, I discovered a mentor, a guy that was my teacher when I was 12, and he was the guy that changed my mind in music, because he played jazz, he played Brazilian music, and he played classical music, and he opened my mind for that. So after that, it was like when my decision, I say I want to play like this guy. So that's my mentor that changed my life. I was still young with 12 years old.
Did you grow up near Sao Paulo?
Yes, I grew up in a city called Franca. It's in the state of Sao Paulo. It's a couple hours driving from Sao Paulo city. But it's a very nice town. My family is still there. My mom is there, brother and sister. And I grew up in that city. But I started traveling when I was 15 years old, doing travels around Brazil, playing in theaters and all kind of place that moment. So I started playing very young, also professionally.
So I understand at this point you have 30 recordings under your belt, which is an amazing discography for someone, what are you, about 40 now? So when did you start making recordings?
Oh, good question. So I also have a brother that is a musician. He is a sound engineer also. And he was into the studio things since the beginning. He's 4 years older than me. And when I was 14, he probably was 18 that time, and he was into working into a studio that time. And he mentioned, hey, Diego, you should start recording your things because every year you play different. Each year it's totally different, so you should record at least one album per year, because this way you can have different things. So, and then I start recording. Actually, my professional recording was when I was 17.
Now, with respect to jazz, are there particular performers or particular guitarists that have been especially influential in what you do?
Yes, totally. Actually, I listen all kind of instruments, and I love to listen not only guitar players, but piano players, and all instruments give me some new perspectives of sound arrangements and even vocal groups. So I used to hear all that, but especially guitar players. Of course, I listen to George Benson, Joe Pass, Pat Metheny that I love. Of course, the Brazilian guys, João Gilberto, Laurindo Almeida, Luiz Bonfá. So it was a mix of a lot of guys that I used to listen. I liked it then, but I'd say my main influence was that teacher when I was 12 years old, because for me, he was one of the best guitar players I've ever seen playing. So yeah, you know, I was fortunate that he lived close to my town, and my father could find him at that time. So
what was his name?
His name was Haroldo Garcia. He was a doctor. He was not even a professional musician, but he was like a genius of the guitar. So he spent a lot of years of his life doing some studies, studying guitar. He was fantastic teacher and a genius. So I was so happy to meet this guy at that time, that point of my life.
So kind of shifting gears, I want to talk about your most recent album on Arbor's Records. It's called My World, and it's an expansive world because there are so many different styles of music and different kind of combinations of instruments on the recording. It's also a recording of collaborations, and I wanted to ask you about some of the musicians that you've collaborated with. First of all, can you talk about your work with Ken Paplowski on the recording?
Yes, totally. Ken became a great friend of mine since 2012 or 13 when we played first time at Vail Jazz Festival. We have an instant connection with the guitar and clarinets and sax. So, and then after that, we start playing together, doing a lot of duo shows together. And a couple years later, we decided that we should record together. We did an album together called De Amizade a couple years ago. And then we are always collaborating in projects, and I invited him for this project. I wrote a song for him, one of the songs of this album called My Friend Ken. And he had like a hard time a couple years ago with he was treating cancer. And that moment I was started, and I composed that song for him. But now he's totally good now. He's for me one of the top clarinet players in the world. And I love play with him, and I am happy we had him on this album also.
That's called My Friend Ken. Ken Paplowski featured on tenor saxophone. I'm Peter Solomon. You're listening to a conversation with guitarist Diego Figueiredo. He'll be playing crooners on Friday night. His most recent recording on Arbor's Records is titled My World. Here's a track that features trumpeter Nicholas Payton. Now, another prominent jazz musician who's featured on your album on a couple of tracks is the trumpeter and, I guess, pianist too, Nicholas Payton. Tell me about him.
Yes. I had the chance to meet him in New Orleans a couple of years ago. He came to see one of my concerts there. That time I was doing a duo with the French singer Cyril Aimet. We have also two albums together, and we became kind of start talking, and I love the music of Nicholas Payton, very creative, very nice guy. And then I called him asking if he wanted to participate on my new record, and he said yes. So I prepared two songs that he's on. One is called The Railroad. That's a composition that I made special for that recording with him. I composed that song thinking about trumpet and guitar. And the other song is a samba that I had. Then I asked him to fill this samba with some of his trumpet solos. So it was really nice. So I'm happy to have him on this album also.
So I wanted to ask you to also talk about the rhythm section, because all three of the other rhythm players in the album, Elio Alves, Dudica da Fonseca, and Nilson Mata, are all like very, very well known in the world of Brazilian music and jazz.
Yes, yes, totally. So these guys, they've been around for a long time, wonderful musicians. They live in the U.S. for a long time also, perform in New York. They live in New York for a long time. My idea was to create some that, actually this album I wanted to give some that connection between Brazilian jazz, totally invite some two of these American special guests, plus this rhythm session, the Brazilian rhythm session. Dudica da Fonseca is a great drummer. He has a great sense of Brazilian music and jazz, so he can mix that in a very nice way. And it fits so well in my music, in my guitar. Also the bass player, because they play together for a long time, so they are very connected, this rhythm section. And also Elio Alves is a great piano player that came with some nice ideas and nice harmonies arrangements for this new album. So I'm very happy to have all these guys, and the result was really nice, the sound and of this rhythm session.
Albums coming up on the horizon?
Yes, I will. I am going to record in a couple of days my new album. This will be a trio album, just guitar, bass, and drums. I want to explore some of other things, other compositions, but I want to make more that feeling of the trio. So exploring more the harmonies and melodies together, giving the freedom of bass and drums. Of course, when we involve other instruments, we have to pay more attention to the arrangements, to follow the harmonies, mainly when I play with piano, guitar and piano too. But this new one, it's trio. It's just guitar, bass and drums. And I have some new original songs, and I'll explore some, of course, Brazilian jazz, but in a little different way, I'd say, that I can explore more my improvisations on the harmonies and the melody together.
When do you anticipate that being released?
Between June and July.
Awesome, awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
Oh, first I'd like to thank you, Peter, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be talking with you and all your listeners. I'm so happy to be back in Minneapolis since a long time to play at Crooners, now March 29. And I'd like to invite all your listeners to come and to spend that night with me. I would do a beautiful concert, playing some Brazilian music, some jazz, of course, some showing about my life and my connection with music, and that's it.
Diego, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
I really appreciate it, Peter. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the future soon.